Okay, so I'm here talking to my friend Sarah on Skype, and we're talking about this Radio 4 drama, A Shoebox of Snow, which is all about the objects that we hoard in our homes and how they're important to us because of the stories and the memories we attach to them rather than because of their monetary worth. And I was asking Sarah, who's in London at the moment, what her kind of special important object is. Sarah, do you want to say kind of how old you are and where you're living and what your job is first?
I am 27 years old. I live in Brixton. And my job is a supported housing worker working with young offenders in West London. What other information do you want,
Hannah? I want your object. What's your important object?
Let me stop at the object now. Okay, my object is a mask that my now boyfriend made for me in work not long after we met. That he'd been working on a late shift, which means he would be working till 10 o'clock on the Saturday, and I was working at 8 o'clock on the Sunday morning. And when I got into work, I had an email from him to say that he'd found an envelope with my name on it in a tray, and he'd left it for me. So I found this envelope, and inside was this mask that he'd made for me on the Saturday night in work, because he, I think, thought it would entertain me, and it did. And I think he left a little note in with the mask that said, just in case you need a disguise. And he'd made the mask out of random bits and bobs that he'd found around the office. I can't remember all the bits involved, but I think he'd used the shredder to make hair for the mask and such things. So that's my object that I'm quite attached to at the moment.
Okay, and if you had to sell that object, you had no kind of option but to sell it, what price would you put on it?
I don't want to sell it. probably £200 so that I could buy him a rally burner bike, which he wants. That's the only thing that would make it okay.
Brilliant. Okay, so is this like a paper plate mask or something?
It is made out of cardboard, I think, with paper on top, with like those rings that go along for the curtain rings. I don't know why, but we had some of them knocking around the office, so they used as eyes or glasses to go around eyes as well.
Very inventive mask.
Oh, yeah, how are you?
Okay, brilliant. Thanks, Sarah.